The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Welcome to today's episode, which is about tomatoes. So over the past several weeks, maybe up to a month or two, I have been riffing off of the blog posts from the National Garden Bureau and their initiative, which they are calling Victory Garden 2.0, which is basically in response to the global pandemic that we are experiencing, and encouraging people to get out and garden while they are self-quarantining, social distancing, and that sort of thing, because the garden can do so much for you. For example, it can be science projects for those kids trying to learn stuff at home. It can prolong your visits to the grocery store if you're, you know, getting your fresh herbs and veggies from your own garden. And it can also just give you some time to be outside and experience a nice, pleasant day. So their latest blog post was actually a Q&A with their gardening experts. It was all about the topic of tomatoes. And, you know, people who are trying gardens for the first time often want to grow tomatoes, and we want you guys to be successful doing that. You have questions, we have the answers. So the first question that someone wrote in was, what's the difference between a determinate and an indeterminate tomato? You might find those descriptions on tags when you go to the garden center. So a determinate tomato grows to a determined size and then stops growing, basically. An indeterminate tomato keeps growing and will keep growing until something kills it. It could be heat, it could be cold, it could be, you know, poor care, but it will keep growing if all goes well. A determinate tomato plant usually grows into the shape of a small bush, 3.5 foot tall or so, and sets fruit all at once, or I should say flowers all at once, and then sets fruit all at once when those tomatoes eventually ripen. An indeterminate tomato plant puts out flowers all season long, and will keep doing so until the plant dies. So a determinate plant will give you lots of fruit all at once. And by all at once, I mean like within a 3-week window of time. And an indeterminate tomato will give you fruit over the course of a season. You know, from the very first, usually you get flowers in July or so, especially up here in the Northeast, until, gosh, I've harvested tomatoes in November. They just keep going and going. So there's that. Okay, that was the first question. The second question, can your tomatoes survive if you plant them too early in the season? Now, depending on where you are, people down south usually plant their tomatoes in the winter time when the temperature is nice and mild, mild to warm. People up in the mid-Atlantic to, you know, middle of the country and up usually plant their tomatoes when the soil and the air are both reliably 50 degrees or warmer. So right now, for me, it's the week before Memorial Day. The temperatures are still getting down to the low 40s during the evenings. That's why I have not planted my tomatoes. It would serve no purpose, because when a tomato experiences cool weather, 40s or so, it doesn't grow. And when it gets below 40 into the 30s, and especially below 32, the plant either freezes or just does not do well. Once the plant feels 50 degrees, they get happy and they start to grow. Also, if I planted my tomato outside right now, and, you know, no harm, no foul, it won't grow, but it also won't die, there's the risk of the groundhog coming and getting it. That's another whole issue. So, my advice, do not plant your tomato until it gets to be about 50 degrees reliably. If you have a plant and, you know, you can't put it outside, this tomato plant, just hold it somewhere. Hold it in a porch, in a garage. My tomatoes are in my shed, and they're just sitting there until the temperature is just right. Next question. I started my tomato seedlings indoors. Now what? Well, you harden off your tomato seedlings, or acclimate them to the temperatures. Think about it. They've been inside in your nice, warm, cozy home, maybe with some supplemental lighting, making it even cozier for them. And they've been at a nice 65, 70 degrees their whole life. If you were to put them outside right away, even if it was 50 degrees, that's a bit of a shock to a plant. Also, the intense light that they would experience, sunlight, would be too much for them, and they would burn. Think about the light difference between outside and inside your home. That light would be too much. So, what do you do? I would pick a cloudy day and put your tomato seedlings outside next to your steps or something, and keep them out there for a couple of hours, and then bring them in. Next day, do the same thing. Maybe it's a little sunnier. Keep them out there. Maybe keep them in the shade if it's very, very sunny. And then extend that length of time they were outside by a little bit, and then bring them back in. Little by little, gradually over the next week, increase the amount of time they spend outside. Increase the amount of time that they are getting some direct light. Until, finally, you feel like your little babies are grown enough or hardy enough to spend the whole night outside. And eventually, within the next day or so after that, plant them in the garden. Okay, next question. How do I plant my tomatoes properly? Good question. So, plant a hole. Or I should say, dig a hole that is about the length of the stem. So basically from the root ball, measure from the root ball all the way up to the first really full flush of leaves. And you want to plant your plant basically two-thirds of that stem length. Also, the first set of true leaves, there's usually a couple of leaves and then more growth and then a whole bunch of leaves on top of that. Pull off those first true leaves and make sure when you dig a hole that that tomato plant is buried deep enough to cover up where those leaves were. Two reasons we do this. Roots will grow from those wounds that you created in the stem. That will stabilize the plant. That's reason number one. And reason number two, additional root growth like that helps to helps the plant absorb more water and just helps to make the plant more stable and self-sufficient, so you don't have to water it so much. And that's it. Well, I would also put a little ring of a moat, create a moat around your tomato plant. And that will basically, when you water at the base of the plant, it will keep the water in that ring around the tomato roots, right above the roots, and the water will slowly seep down in there. Let's see, any more questions? Yes, one more question. And the question is, what are the best tomatoes for canning and for salsa? And this is a question that the National Garden Bureau experts answered quite thankfully for me, because I didn't really know. I just grow a tomato and I eat it for anything. But if you really want high quality salsa for instance, a high quality salsa doesn't have a lot of water in it. So you would want a tomato that doesn't have a lot of water in it, pulpy stuff. You want more of that tomato meat. And tomatoes that have a lot of meat are Roma type tomatoes. And I totally agree with that. That's a great choice. Also, tomatoes for canning, same thing. I mean, you can can any sort of tomato, but the ones that have a bit more meat to them will hold up better to the canning process. So if you took a beefsteak tomato and you know that it's delicious and juicy and it's great on a burger and all that kind of stuff, and you put it into a canning jar and you can it, you know, high pressure cooking, it kind of breaks down. So you want a tomato that really holds up in the jar. And that's it for now. These are the tomato basics for basically choosing the kind of plant you want to grow, kind of tomato you want to grow, and planting it correctly and making sure it survives for the next month. In a few more weeks, I think I'll come back, revisit this topic, and move on from there. What to do once your tomatoes start growing. Until then, good luck. Have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.